was born, like the town where I was born, was built by white settlers seeking gold and other treasures. Like me, she feels uncomfortable in the clothing of her ancestors. It's not easy, she would say, ripping her fingers into the ashtray. It's not easy to erase your blood. Sing with me. When she was 7 years old, she saw a man get shot, but no one came for a long time because it happened in a remote parking lot in Las Vegas, and she was waiting for her mom to come back from working the blackjack table at the Circus Casino, and that night, her mom said the two of them and the now dead guy were the only three people who ever really lived in Las Vegas. Everybody else just arrived, ate their complimentary shrimp cocktail, and left.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second to last hour you're listening to before Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a wonderful week. This is the first full week of... Well, no, it's not, because we have Martin Luther King Day today. But it would be the first full week of classes. We started with the, first of all, I don't know why, but the DJ seat here is different. Someone moved the monitors around, and like everything feels different, and it feels like I've come in and like everyone's moved around the furniture, and it scares me. I don't know exactly what happened. I kind of want to get to the bottom of it because it's weird, but we'll figure that out later. First song was Metric with Rock Me Now from Grow Up and Blow Away. I talked a little bit about it the last time I was here. I was gone last week, but I was here the week before talking about this album. But it's definitely a real genre departure in comparison to everything else you hear from Metric, which is a lot more alt-rock based. This is a lot more low-key, a lot more closer to Emily Haynes' solo acts. Really good. This is probably... Rock Me Now is probably one of my favorite tracks off the album. I think probably London Half-Life is my very favorite, though. I'll play it at some point, but I've been really hankering to hear this one. We got some electronic music coming up. I might take, like, a little bit of time. Or also, I watched, like, a heck ton of movies this past couple, gosh, maybe week and a half. I normally don't watch a lot of movies, but I don't know what happened. Part of me discovered this one streaming service called Tubi. And it's basically like a bunch of just, it's very low on the ads, but you know, it's ad supported and like a lot of just, it has a lot of anime, but a lot of stuff that people don't think about, like a lot of weird 80s and 90s schlock, and also a lot of B-list movies. So I ended up watching like a lot of stuff that I either was thinking about seeing or stuff that's like kind of classic that, you know, I don't think anyone else wanted to watch but like me, I guess. So I'll probably talk a little bit. I also saw two movies in the theater this past week as well, which is wild. Stay tuned for that. But I saw Cats in the theater today, and then I saw Weathering With You on Thursday. We've got thoughts. You might hear them. This won't become a movie review show, but this might be the movie review special, and I hope you guys are here for it. Either way, we'll listen to some music, get some jams. I hope you guys enjoy. And I will talk to you later. hope you guys enjoy this first chorus song. Started in with some good electronic music. We first had Moe Shop's Notice featuring Toriana, now EP Moe Moe. I had heard a little bit of Moe Shop before, but gosh, Notice kind of hit a chord, and I've been listening to this like constantly for the past like gosh week and a half. I love it. It's a great song. It kind of has like a if you are familiar with the music video, kind of Teddy Lloyd's music, but I can't remember who did the animation, but was for the Animator Expo I think a couple years ago, but me kind of a similar energy. I could see it in the same vein. Love it. Toriana also on her own is just a really, really great electronic artist. Please check these two both out if you liked what you heard. Second one is a little bit of a throwback with Deadmau5, well, Deadmau5, with Ghosts and Stuff featuring Rob Swire, from the album For Lack of a Better Name. Gosh, this is like, I love this song. I think probably this is just one of the, such like the classic, like, if you're, this is like middle school to me, like pure middle school, and I love every bit of it. I actually got to see him last week. It's a long story, but I was able to go for free with my friend, and gosh, it was really fun. I think electronic concerts in general, I think are a marathon, not a race, especially if you, I don't drink, or anything else for that matter. So there's a lot of like waiting and a lot of like, you know, you kind of try to like really relax into it, because sometimes you're up there and it's loud. And the Deadmau5 himself was amazing. That was actually really great effects. That was really good. And we were really engaged. And had like a rotating cube. If you want to see him, this is like definitely, please go see him. He's really good. The openers just had a DJ set. And it was good music. It's just sometimes when you've heard this like very similar progressive trance for like 2 hours, things just start blurring into each other, you know? Like, what else do you do with yourself? You can't talk. It's loud as heck, but man. Anyway, yeah, that was a good concert. I really enjoyed myself. And they played Ghost and Stuff, and I just, oh, so good. I think it was probably one of the more engaging dance concerts I've been to, actually, especially for a main act, one of the best main acts I've seen. Let's see. I think what I'll do, I'll say a little bit about, the next one coming up is a little bit, I think this one is from Brazil. They have two pretty long songs coming up. So, but kind of, I really like the energy of both of these, so I hope you guys enjoy. Then talk a little, vent a little, maybe not a lot of venting, but you know what I mean. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy. I hope you enjoyed this past couple of songs. They were long, boys. Like, I normally don't play music that long, but you know what? This just happens, you know. I don't have a good rebuttal for this. I just really wanted to play these two songs. The first one was this one I was really excited to show, and honestly it kind of led me to, normally I like to play songs 5 minutes or under, more because I normally only have an hour and I don't want to just like take up like a tenth of it on a single song. But look, I really love this song. It's called Miedo de Tentar. It's a single from the band this is a Brazilian band. It's all in Portuguese and I am trying my best. E a terra nunca me pareceu tão distante. Please feel free to flame me. But in English, so the band name, I really love the names of here, because the Medo de Tentar means fear of trying, and the album name, it rings every, it's really up my alley. It's, and the earth never seems so far, and the album cover is like this small person, and then like it almost looks like blue waterfalls or ocean like crashing in, and it just, oh, it's so good. It's like, I just have decided, like, it's like, just the feeling of it all just resonates with me so much. And I just, it's really good. I think it counts as emo. It's like, almost like just asymptotically approaches math rock before not doing it. Just kind of a little bit of post rock in there too. Very atmospheric, grounded. It feels like you're walking around and you're the only one here, and you just see like the street lights, and you know, you just feel transcendent. It's just, I really like this song. Please check them out. It's such a good song. The next one I thought was really good, and I think it really connected well. This is another, this is a Rio de Janeiro based band. It's Le Almeida with Enal Morandias, from the album Mantra Happening. Also really good. Also a lot of post-rock vibes. Also a little bit of a, like that kind of old school, like playing with electronic music with like little pops and stuff like that. Reminds me a little of Kraftwerk's title album before they went like super deep into being the Mon Machine and being really techno. Very almost like kraut rock, I think. That would probably be a really good way to think about it. Kraut rock being a post rock genre that came out of Germany, which is really interesting. And if you have a craving for this kind of music, you should really check them out. Anyway, really good. The album cover is super up my alley. Anyone who knows me knows exactly why. It's very good. It was kind of like, one movie I watched was this, it was called Girl Trash All Night Long, and it was actually the movie adaptation of a web series I watched a little while ago. I had just been looking for a way to see it for free, and I finally got to, which is like about two kind of terrible but kind of wonderful, like, lesbian musicians who kind of like do like alt rock, who are also kind of con woman, especially one more than the other. And the movie is like an extension of like the web series. And I was telling my friend about this, and she said, "Oh, so basically Made for You." A bunch of maybe a little terrible but good at heart, like rocker lesbian charlatans. Yes, please sign me up. Please give me 20, maybe 40. It was very fun. The musical itself is not the best music I've ever heard, but it is like a fun and breezy movie. I did watch it in one sitting, which is very good for me. Yeah, it's fun. I feel like it's specifically, it's so niche, not niche of like anyone would. Well, yeah, I think only very specific people would get the kick out of it that, like, I would. But if any of that sounded great to you, honestly, go check it out. It's super fun. Along that, I ended up watching, I watched a lot of musicals this week. I don't mean to. I'm not a big musical person. I also then watched Repo, the genetic opera that really had a cult following back in like more late 2000s, early 2010s. It's like all about like some dystopian future where like a company, like there's a big like organ failure epidemic and like everyone, you can get like organ transplants from like this company for exorbitantly high prices. And then like if you can't pay the money, they just repossess your organs. If you can tell, this is a really gory, it's a really gory musical. And it's I was able to use my security flannel through it. It's interesting. It feels very Hot Topic 2007. It feels like the era it's from. Some Joan Jett makes an appearance, which is wild, and I love it. Some of the songs are better than others. I was actually thinking of putting one from Repo on here, just to, you know, show off the music. But honestly, a lot of the, you don't actually know what's happening. It's actually kind of a mess. It's kind of cool to watch, and especially it's like a time capsule at this point. I don't know, and some of the diction on the songs are not the best. Paris Hilton is in it. It's very weird. I'd say watch it if you want. I don't know if for everyone, but I don't know. I got a kick out of it. I don't know if I'd watch it again, but I'd certainly tell someone if they were like, "Oh, should I watch Repo?" I'd be like, "Well, if you want." I think that I can see why it gathered up a fandom, but I don't know if I'm necessarily part of it. And then also I watch Cats. Cats was fun. Cats was a well, you've probably heard of it. It's like the supposedly the worst movie of like 2019, perhaps the decade. I'd say that it isn't the best bad movie I've seen. I'm trying to think of what's, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I don't know if this is my favorite. The choreography was not bad. Like some of the tap work on one of the songs was like actually great. Music was okay. Also Trouble with Diction. There was this one character I felt really like I had a gist of what was going on, but I could not parse out what this person was saying the whole time. And I'm like, I wish I knew what was going on, but I can't. CGI, you get used to. It is uncanny at first, but as long as you kind of lean into it, you get used to it. I don't know. I don't think I wasted money, but I think there's a lot of hype train going on. It's fun. Go watch it if you haven't already and really like bad movies. I'm very curious about what will happen to Cats in the future, of whether people will return to this as a bad movie or it'll just be lost in the like schlock of kind of bad movies that were fun to make fun of, but no one ever really cared about after that. We'll see. Yeah. Again, I've been watching like a lot of movies. It's been wild. Anyway, we should probably read a PSA. I have my binder. We also have more music, I promise. It won't just be me talking about movies I've seen, especially musicals. Again, I don't watch this many musicals. But, you know, this is what happens sometimes. Oh, this one's good. This is a home fire preparedness PSA. If a fire starts in your home, you have just 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms. Develop an escape plan and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. That's good. As a, yeah, this is like such a solid thing. Yes, please keep your, absolutely keep your smoke alarms updated. I have never heard of someone who practiced fire safety plans, but maybe that's probably good. I remember schools used to have, when I was in like high school to elementary school, we had fire drills. And, you know, that was important. You never know. But, yeah. Important fire safety tips. Don't leave your towels on your radiator. Don't let things catch on fire. Stuff like that. Y'all got it. You guys are going to be great. Anyway, we got some more music coming up. I'm trying to decide exactly how I want to... do this. I think I know. We got this. We got this. Do we? Yes, we do. All right. We'll see you in a sec.
Since I let you go, I don't need no help. Mirror crystal clear, I finally know myself.
Just need more, some more. Love has got enough, girl.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was Miami Horror with Love Is Not Enough. This is a single. This is like 2019 new, which is really happy. Miami Horror is a Australian kind of electro band, and I was afraid that they were going to jump off the face of the earth. I really adore, there's this one real, I think a title album, I think they have a title album. The one with the car on it is really great. Illumination's really wonderful. It's great. And I think this is a really good addition to their catalog. Very much more lo-fi. You can tell they're really into it. Kind of trendy, but not trying to be trendy, if that makes sense. Next was Telepathic Humans by Lucy. Let's see. I don't know actually where Lucy is from. I don't know if you can also hear me typing, but if I ever need to get like a quick like look. Oh, it's an English punk band. Oh, interesting. Is this really it? This doesn't feel right. No, this is from 2015. Oh, found it. Lucy the band is actually from LA. Okay, that makes way more sense. Turns out Lucy is also a band, an English punk band featuring Def Leppard guitarist Phil Collin. And then also, so there's a Lucy of a more recent 2015 recent from LA. I wonder if they'll ever find out about each other. Who knows? This actually happened with another band called Lights. Well, she's more of an artist, but the thing was, is there was another band called Lights and was like, this is our name. So she didn't really know what to, like, and they weren't gonna give it, like, allow them to both have it. So she changed her name to Lights. And there's nothing against, you can't keep someone from like using their own name for a band act. So she just used Lights, and now it's just still the band name. Glad it was simple enough for, because Lights is a pretty good name in general. Like, even without context, that's a good name. Also, side note, Lucy, I guess, also is a alternative rock band in Kiel, Germany. So it looks like they all have to fight for this one specific band. I wish everyone luck. Let's see, what do we got? Yeah, we got some more great music. We got music. Let's see. I may or may not go over. It depends on people come over. It's always hard. It's kind of like, because technically we're in winter scheduling, you can kind of go over and it's fine. That's definitely not going to be the case, because I don't know where I'll be this next semester. But if I'm still here, of course, there'll be someone like, you know, on time. But, you know, things are more relaxed. It's still, even if it's not vacation at school anymore, I guess it's still vacation at WMFO. Woo! Keep the party going. Hope you guys enjoy. Here we go. Yes.
I let you go, queen, on me sweet.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was, first of all, to remind everyone, this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We might go into a little bit of overtime. It's fine. We're alive. It's cool. We first started with Did-a Dance by The Royal Concept. This is a single. I think Royal Concept, I think it's English. I have the internet. I'm going to put my thing as English. It's Swedish. Gosh. Yeah, no, I'm wrong. It's fine. Swedish. It's a single from 2014. I really like their song Gimme Twice, which is how I got into them. But this also came around in my radar earlier, and this is a pretty great song. Next is Kamino 84 with Oh My featuring Sydney Gish. This is a single. Kamino 84, I believe, is from Boston. I know that Sydney Gish was at Northeastern and actually played at one of WMFO's shows at one point. Really great musician. I love Kamino 84. That's been my favorite lately. I'm sure I had to have played it in the past. Kamino 84 has a really great song with Sydney Gish that I play all the time. Sounds fake, but okay. Gosh, I've listened to that song so many times. I feel like this song is either at me or at other people I do know, because it's the song. It's really great. But anyway, also on the album cover, the guy has like a Sex Pistols record in the background, and I just really appreciate it. It's the Nevermind the Bollocks album, and I'm like, oh hey, I recognize that. Let's see. Anyway, I think we have one core of songs, and then we'll probably pack up, say our goodbyes, say our hellos. I hope you guys enjoy, and I will talk to you later.